As you open your door and take your first few steps outside, notice the smells and noises surrounding you. Maybe the air seems fresh. Maybe you hear birds chirping in the near distance. Or if you're in Toronto like me, the sound of construction and people talking. Continue walking. When you come upon a patch of grass, bend down and place your hand on the ground. What does the grass feel like between your fingers? Is it spiky and dry? Is it soft? Possibly damp from the morning dew? Find a nearby tree. Upon reaching the tree, graze your hand over the bark. Use your whole hand, from palm to fingertips. Does the bark feel different moving your hand across the tree horizontally versus up toward the leaves? If the leaves are within reach, gently grasp one without pulling it off the tree. Feel the veins and marks between your fingers as you trace over the leaf. If you spot a flower, stand next to it, noticing any aromas or buzzing of insects. As you stand in nature, describe aloud to a family member or yourself if alone, what you are doing and what you're experiencing. Reflect on the types of descriptors you just used. Did you express the colors of the flowers and plants or their height? I invite you to feel the grass, stand next to a flower, or place your hand on a tree once again. With your eyes closed, describe aloud any textures and emotions you may feel. Has closing your eyes changed your experience or heightened some of your other senses? Let the descriptors used to explain the tactility and emotions of this activity to be the start of a new vocabulary. Think about using these words in addition to sight descriptors the next time you explain something.